In the lunchtime edition, the estimates debate commences in the House of Assembly. The Ministry of People Empowerment outlines plans for its $109 million budget. Dementia on the increase in Barbados, prompting government to expand its community elder care program. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, calls to task those he says are exploiting the vulnerable and needy for publicity stunts. The Ministry of Education summoning stakeholders to a meeting to discuss the problems at the Lester Vaughan Secondary School, a suspect reportedly detained after a fire at the former helipad in Bridgetown. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Debate on government's estimates of revenue and expenditure has commenced in the House of Assembly, with the Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, outlining his ministry's plans for its $109 million budget. Mr. Humphrey, whose ministry was first under review, outlined a vision to promote what he called inclusive prosperity, aiming to deliver what he said would be more efficient and impactful social services. He says the focus is on decentralizing social services and empowering people.
It is the government's plan over the next year to begin building out facilities for older people in every single parish, sir, to make sure that as Barbados ages, and we now have a very aged population, the census tells us that one in every five Barbadians now is over 65, and one in every four over the age of 60. This tells us that we have to change the way we've been doing business.
He also spoke of plans to assist the homeless and to specially target 1,000 vulnerable families.
We've also created a resilience unit, sir, and reintegration unit. This unit is to deal with shocks. You know, we've seen a lot of people, sir, not being able, being evicted sometimes because of domestic violence or family issues, sir, to be able to deal with some of those issues and also to address the issues pertaining to homelessness. And of course, sir, we've also done some work in the One Family Program to bring 1,000 families. If a family averages four persons, that's 4,000 persons effectively out of poverty, sir.
Meantime, the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, criticized what he said was a practice of people using the needy for publicity stunts.
And I know that this minister will take the first opportunity to distance himself from that most undignified and callous act of bringing publicity to a lady in her infirmity for the sake of political advantage, that she became a victim of those who purport to be doing social and community work.
In response, Mr. Humphrey condemned what he said were several instances where people's circumstances were exploited in the media and online, but added that in several cases, people associated with the opposition party had also been guilty of doing the same thing. Dementia, said to be on the rise in Barbados, forcing the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs to expand its community elder care program. This was disclosed in the House by coordinator of the program, George Griffith.
So going forward, I think that we have to pay special attention to the fact that dementia seemed to be growing in Barbados, and for the benefit of the clan, but as well the family members who have to go out to work and leave those clients. They're not comfortable simply because such clients can be difficult. They can walk away from home. And if we are only providing sometimes 4 hours per day, then that places them in a very serious predicament.
Coordinator of the Community Elder Care Program, George Griffith. The Ministry of Education set to meet with stakeholders to discuss the issues plaguing the Lester Vaughan Secondary School. Teachers and students reported feeling ill today, which has led to the school being closed. Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall, says the meeting is scheduled for this afternoon and will include representatives from the teachers' unions.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw will this afternoon convene a meeting with the principal and deputy principal of the Lester Vaughan School, the chairman of the Board of Management, as well as the BUT and the BSTU. Among the topics to be discussed will be the ongoing environmental issues that continue to pose challenges for the staff and student body. A number of teachers reported feeling ill today and a few students, prompting the closure of the school for the remainder of the day. From tomorrow, they will engage in online classes until further notice.
Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gianel Marshall, in the lunchtime edition. A derelict building behind the former helipad in Bridgetown has been extensively damaged by fire. The Barbados Fire Service said they were informed about the incident just after 9 this morning and responded promptly. Fire Officer Jason Collins provided Starcom Network News with details.
We have gotten a call to a structural fire at the helipad. When we got here, a derelict structure at the rear of the helipad was fully engulfed in fire. The officers, myself and 3 officers, quickly got out of work and brought the fire under control under the guidance of Station Officer Rivera and Divisional Officer Small. It's a derelict building and it is basically extensively damaged.
A person who works nearby said she was told by a homeless person who stays in the area that the fire may have been set intentionally.
We just see some smoke up in the air, so one of the fellas that is lived down in there say that two of them had an argument and they burned down the place. Well, boys, the rest burned down the place.
Starcom Network News understands the police may have held a suspect, a young man, in connection with that fire. Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackmun, is urging the business sector to accelerate its online provision of services to align with international standards. His comments came as he delivered the keynote address at the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development workshop here.
A micro enterprise or up to a large enterprise, every business must be encouraged from now that all of their operations must be done in a digital manner as much as is possible, because the global economy in which they're operating is doing so. So therefore, if you are still paper-based or if you are still fully reliant on only capacities of old modes of doing business, one, you're going to be uncompetitive. Two, you're not going to last in the market. And these are the harsh realities. And therefore, the entire ecosystem of the country must move businesses in the direction of being digitized. The world of work and the associated skills and the future of work will require us, and fast, and I really want to emphasize that, to be able to find the skills that are going to be necessary for the next 10, 20, and 30 years.
Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investments, Senator Chad Blackmun. Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown says he remains optimistic that the new interregional airline LIAT will begin servicing the routes in the Caribbean within the next 2 months, LIAT 2020. Mr. Brown, who is attending the 46th regular meeting of the CARICOM leaders in Ghana, told journalists there that significant progress has been made towards the launch of the airline that is being formed in partnership with Air Peace, a private Nigerian airline founded in 2013. The new airline will replace LIAT 1974 Limited that was first established in Montserrat in 1956, but folded last month following increased debt and the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. It had been owned by the governments of Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Our top stories. The estimates debate commences in the House of Assembly. The Minister of People Empowerment outlines plans for its $109 million budget. Dementia on the increase in Barbados, prompting government to expand its community elder care program. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, calls to task those he says are exploiting the vulnerable and needy for publicity stunts. The Ministry of Education summoning stakeholders to a meeting to discuss the problems at the Lester Vaughan Secondary School. A suspect reportedly detained after a fire at the former helipad in Bridgetown. Government urges the private sector to accelerate the online provision of services. And the new version of LIAT expected to be flying regional routes within 2 months. the lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.